From the newsroom, I'm Rich Petschke. The search continues for a second suspect in a southern Humboldt County robbery that happened over the weekend. Police say two suspects forced their way into an Alder Point area home, taking several firearms, around $30,000 in cash, and marijuana. The suspects took off in the victim's SUV, which was located on Highway 101 in Laytonville when their pursuit started. It ended around milepost 63, and one of the suspects, identified as 21-year-old Franklin Molina, held police at bay before eventually surrendering. A Fort Bragg man is arrested on multiple charges, including a parole violation. Police say 28-year-old Daniel Sanchez was a passenger in a vehicle spotted Friday and was known to be a parole absconder, so officers pursued the car, eventually finding it in a South Main Street parking lot. A search of the vehicle found that Sanchez possessed methamphetamine with intent to sell and also had what was described as found property. Sanchez was jailed without eligibility of bail due to his parole status. Expect to see more California Highway Patrol vehicles on the roads through the new year as the agency conducts its maximum enforcement program. Officers will be targeting speeders along with aggressive and reckless drivers, plus there will be additional DUI patrols. The patrol reminds drivers impaired driving arrests can occur for both alcohol and drug intoxication. In 2017, 16 people statewide were killed between Christmas and New Year's. A man wanted on a misdemeanor arrest warrant ends up in more trouble after officers find neglected dogs at his home. Police say Luis Pineda of Fort Bragg was wanted for a parole violation and was on a pretrial release for a felony crime. A search of his South Street home resulted in two dogs found who hadn't been fed or given water for some time. Pineda also faces an animal cruelty charge. He was jailed on $85,000 bail. Reading's Bikes for Kids program was a little different this year, as bikes were not only given to foster kids, but also victims of the car fire. Around 40 families received new bikes and helmets on Monday, and the rain didn't dampen the spirits of the new bike owners. Organizers say some of the donors this year were also car fire victims who had lost all their possessions and their homes. With news, I'm Rich Petschke.